The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Things are going to get a little hairy today. In campfire stories, you often hear that someone's hair turns gray or even white overnight because of a stressful or frightening experience. That's pretty obviously an exaggeration, but what are the factors involved when hair loses its young and vibrant tones and assumes that silvery sheen? This week's question comes from Ivan from Cyprus. He wants to know, why does hair turn gray? Hair doesn't turn gray all at once. The process takes a while and happens step by step. Sometimes it is caused by sickness or disease, but that's fairly rare. Probably the best place to start is to look at what gives hair its different colors in the first place. Hair color is determined by varying amounts of a substance called melanin, a pigment that's produced in very small cells that can be found not far from the roots of every hair throughout the body. Naturally occurring proteins turn these cells into dyes or pigments, the melanin I just mentioned. This coloring then enters the shaft of the hair via tiny canals. There are two different types of melanin. One of them causes the hair to turn black or brown. The other kind makes the hair appear blonde or red. Depending on the mixture of the two, you can have a huge spectrum of different colors. Brunette, strawberry blonde, dirty blonde, gold blonde, reddish brown, coal black, and lots more. Gray hair starts to become noticeable when the body begins producing less melanin. That happens automatically as we start to grow older. When the pigment goes missing, then the hair also begins to lose its coloring. Only little bubbles of air are transported into the hair in its place, and to our eyes, the hair begins to appear gray or even white. We retain any particular follicle of hair an average of 3 to 7 years. After that, it falls out and a new one grows in its place. As we age, the black, brown, and red hairs on our body are increasingly replaced by gray ones. The process is usually a gradual one that starts at the temples and spreads to the rest of the hair on the head. Then the gray invades the facial hair, including the eyebrows. In the end, all of the hair on the body turns gray or white. So even if things look a little black, you can rest assured that it won't turn your hair gray. And nowadays, you can dye it pretty much any color you want to anyway. But that's a different story entirely. Tune in again soon. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.